Some people only know New York City from songs, movies, books, and TV shows. NPR's Jennifer Venasco says a new exhibition uses that pop culture to explore everything that makes New York a city that people both love and love to hate.
Maybe you live here in New York, or maybe you're someone who feels like you've lived here because you've seen it on a screen so often.
All right, we'll divide the room in half.
The Museum of the City of New York is celebrating its 100th anniversary. This past century has been rich in pop culture, stretching from silent films and early phonographs to CGI and streaming everything. And then there's paintings and photography and fashion and books. The exhibit, This is New York, captures it all. Lily Tuttle is one of the curators.
New York is kind of the most American and least American city.
She says how people see New York City is messy.
It's crowded, dirty, smelly, rude, cacophonous place, and also glamorous and wonderful and glitzy and fabulous and elegant and cool. It's all in here all at once.
The fictional and the factual blend together in this exhibit, like they tend to do in New York. Over here is a lamppost from Sesame Street. Over there, an Edward Hopper painting set in a lonely movie theater. Or a photo of boys jumping into the East River. Or a 1953 film of an elevated train racing through the sky, set to Duke Ellington's Daybreak. Step on an illuminated outline of one of the five boroughs, and you'll hear a song from that borough. A song that's about New York, of course. This one's from Jennifer Lopez. She's from the Bronx. Or Wu-Tang Clan from Staten Island. Salt and Peppa, Anthony B., the Irish Rovers, or, hey, I know you know this one. From Manhattan.
Start spreading the news.
In another room, take a book off the shelf, place it on a scanner, and here's Leah Delaria reading Harriet the Spy.
Harriet looked through her peephole and saw both faces staring right at her.
A third room surrounds you with 16 screens of film clips. They tell New York's story, which is really a story of destruction and redemption that belongs to all of us, whether you live here or not. Curator Lily Tuttle says that's thanks to the artists who've been inspired by the city.
Once you move away from, you know, the hot dogs and the pizza and the dirty apartments and the subway, it's like, no, this city will always rise again because of the creativity that we're celebrating in this exhibition.
Jennifer Venasco, NPR News, New York City.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.